Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. The do-it-yourself craze has really spread in the last few years, and it's certainly spread to our household. In the last few months, my wife has got me going on a done-it-myself wardrobe, a done-it-myself dining room suite, and a done-it-myself kitchen unit. So that's three rooms in my place that are a complete shambles. However, I'm not alone, because the formidable Mrs. Povey has got Captain Povey involved in making a new cupboard, and I don't think he's much better at it than I am.
Oh dear. Thank goodness that was the last piece. I thought my arm would break that time.
I don't see why. You were only steadying the wood. I was doing the sawing.
Well, my love, I did offer to take a turn with the saw.
Henry Purvey, you know perfectly well you are not allowed to use my dear mother's tools. We've not forgotten what happened last time. We caught you trying to play the Bells of St. Mary's on the saw and bashing out the anvil chorus with a hammer on my bread bin.
Yeah, but
all that draw, bang, draw, bang, draw, bang, draw nonsense nearly had my dear mother packing before her 3-month visit was even half over.
Well, that was the general. I did stop when you asked me to, my love.
So, I should hope. Now let's get on with my cupboard. Pass Ramona those last 2 pieces of wood.
Here you are, my love.
Now look what's happened.
What, my love?
Disaster! Your little bit of 2x1 doesn't fit my little bit of 1x2.
What?
It's short. Well, there's only one thing for it.
Get another piece of wood?
Certainly not. Pieces of wood don't just grow on trees, you know.
Pardon?
No, you'll just have to fetch your little dustpan and brush, sweep up the sawdust, and then stick it all back on the end of your piece again.
But that would take me weeks and weeks and...
Silence. Now, let's put the rest of this cupboard together at any rate. Now, I'll reach up and hold these 2 top sections in position, and you'll fix them together.
Yes, very well.
And remember, Henry, just because I've got my back to you whilst I'm supporting these sections is no excuse for any vulgar horseplay with my dear mother's screwdriver.
I'll remember, my love.
You'd better.
Yes.
Now then, stand by. Hop, hop.
The phone, my love.
It would be. Well, just for once, you'd better answer it, Henry. I can't let go of this lot. Now hurry up and be brief. These sections weigh a ton and I'm only a frail woman.
Yes, I'll be back in a flash, my love. Hello, Captain Povey speaking.
Admiral here. I say, Povey, you're being a saucy boy, aren't you?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Answering the phone all by yourself. Your wife's out, I take it.
No, sir. She's out in the kitchen holding something up, and she daren't move.
Really? Elastic corn, I suppose. Can't rely on a thing these days. Look, Povey, there's something dodgy going on.
Henry, hang on!
Be with you in a minute.
All right, I'll hang on. Don't be long.
No, sir. I wasn't talking to you, sir. No.
Well,
no.
You should have been. I am an admiral, you know.
I meant I was talking to my wife, sir.
Were you? Well, how's her elastic?
Well, as far as I know, it's...
No. Stop chuntering on about your wife's unmentionables, Povey.
I'm so sorry, sir. Please go on.
I intend to. Now then, you've seen the reports, of course.
Reports, sir? No, I haven't seen
any... Good man. Now, what are we going to do about it?
I've absolutely no...
Well, yes, there's a possibility. But I think my idea's best.
Henry, ring off! I can't hold these sections up much longer.
Lower them to the ground slowly, my love.
What? I say, steady on, Povey. Look here, now do try and concentrate. It's not every day we get a haunted ship floating about, you know.
Well, no, I suppose... A what? A haunted ship?
Heavens to Betsy, I've got through at last. You've heard about it, surely. Blasted reports of the wretched things have been pouring in.
Are you sure about this, sir?
Well, really, Povey, you might show a bit of interest.
Quick, Henry!
Now, be quiet!
Now, look here, Povey.
No. I didn't mean to... No, look, sir. I'll go back to my office and look into this at once, sir. I'll ring you back from there.
Eh? No, don't do that. Ring me back from your office after you've looked into it. I'll expect to hear from you in 5 minutes, or else.
Very well, sir. Goodbye, sir. I'll leave at once, sir.
Good man.
Henry, where are you going? Release me at once.
I'll be back as soon as I can, my love.
Henry, stop! Henry! Ah! My elastic!
all I want to know is why. With all the elegantly painted grey lumps of floatability at their disposal, why did their Yoo-Hoo-Hoo and a bottle of duty-free lordships have to send us spooky ship hunting?
Oh, now be fair. Captain Poby sent the destroyer Makepeace size as well. Mind you, he's not very fond of her ship's company either.
Obviously, it's a plot. If by some remote chance there is any truth in the reports about this ghost ship, by sending us both, old Thunderguts might well get rid of Troutbridge and Makepeace at the same... I rather wish I hadn't come.
So do I.
Yeah, and I didn't want to come in the first place. Look, Pertwee don't like gawping at ghosts. No, not at all, no. Not my cup of char on a wad at all, they aren't. No, not at all. Not at all, not they aren't, no. They're not, are they? No, no, they're not at all, not. They're not, no, no. No, sir.
We'd rather gathered you weren't too keen, actually.
Yes, it was you insisting on wearing your life jacket all the time, holding a distress rocket in your hand that gave us the clue.
Yes, and asking if you could have the door to the bridge open so that you could keep an eye on the nearest sea boat.
Well, Pertwee likes to be prepared for any unpremeditated exigency sausages.
Pardon?
Look, I said it once. I'm not clot enough to try again.
As one who knows, I think you're terribly, terribly wise.
Oh, now, let's not lose our sense of proportion. Nobody really believes these reports of a ghost ship, surely. I mean, it's hardly likely, is it? I mean, a ship with nobody aboard sailing the high seas all on her own. Let's face it, it isn't very likely, is it? I mean, this is the age of science. We don't take this sort of mumbo-jumbo seriously, do we? I said we can't, Mr. Phillips, Pertwee...
No comment.
Ditto. And left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, as long as it takes us farther away from the haunted Alcatisa.
Where was this so-called ghost ship last sighted, Mr. Phillips?
Where we're heading now, of course, sir. Carnarvon Bay.
Carnarvon Bay? Well, that should cheer leading seaman Goldstein up anyway. He's never happy unless he can smell 300 tons of Welsh kitchen nuts.
Very likely, sir. But as far as Pertwee is concerned, Goldstein can have a Celtic conflagration all on his tod. Pertwee wants no part of it. At the first sniff of cooking coke and smouldering sulphur, Pertwee's in that sea boat and away.
Yeah, that we never doubted for an instant. What surprises me is you haven't leapt into the thing and rowed off into the blue already.
Indecision, sir. I can't make up my mind which is worst. Being sorted out by a spook or clobbered by a court marital.
It's a difficult choice, isn't it? If you eventually decide to take to the boat, Pertwee, you will let me know, won't you? I'd like to come with you, actually.
Oh, now, really, this is ridiculous, all this stupid chat about a ghost ship. I don't suppose there's a ship of any sort within miles of us.
What was that?
Just a siren from some others. man the boats! Man the boats!
Too late! I'm already manning them!
Now, stop that. It's only Makepeace coming alongside. I'll give him a shout on the loud hailer.
Ahoy there, Makepeace! Is Commander Staunton aboard?
Yes, I am, unfortunately, old garters. Have you chaps seen a sign of anything yet?
No, not a thing, sir. How about you?
Oh, just the odd bit of cod, but nothing worth wasting me bait on so far, old washbasin.
I wasn't talking about fishing, sir.
Weren't you? And you jolly well should have been, old Wellingtons. If you were hoping to hold my attention, that is. Oh, ah, a big fella. A big fella went past just now. Did you see him? Absolute whopper. Oh, I nearly got him, too. Just as well I didn't, though, actually.
Why, sir?
It was a submarine. well, nice to have seen you, old fag. We're off. I'm going to try my luck further up the coast. Give my regards to...
With pleasure, sir.
You know, he's in a world of his own.
Then good luck to him, sir. If we meet that ghost ship, I wouldn't like to say whose world we'll be in. I don't like it, I don't. Not at all. No, I don't like it, no.
Pertwee, will you stop doing that? Why is it that every time we're sent out on something like this, you have to demur?
De-what?
Here we go again.
Demur! That's the chap with the three-cornered tat and the chain round his neck. I think that's one of my demur. Oh, well, I was only trying to cheer you up.
Well, we'd rather be utterly miserable, actually.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein chatting. Who boobed?
I beg your pardon?
Where are we? What's happened to Wales? Wales, beautiful, because I haven't seen so much as a mountain goat yet.
Oh, that's odd. We should have been off the coast by now.
Agreed. Only for some time now, we haven't been off the coast of anywhere.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Much obliged, sir.
Now, just a... Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
Could you tell us, with the aid of your gay, inimitable, madcap navigation, where the blazes we are?
Yes, now two and two are, and carry one. Less X equals Y, and if not Y... what? So that leaves us with Z or QED on the debit side, if you like that sort of thing. Now, then,
quite. Now, then, where are we?
Lost.
And with Mr. Phillips's navigation, knowing that's quite an achievement.
Now, look here, Mr. Phillips, what's happened? We should have been off Carnarvon Bay ages ago. Now there's no sign of land anywhere.
No. Perhaps Wales has sunk.
Well?
I heard that. I was lip-reading.
Well, you shouldn't have been. You're not supposed to be looking this way in any case.
What else is there to look at, except fog?
Oh, well, that's... What? Fog?
Well, have a look round and not see a thing for yourself, sir.
Good gracious. Pertwee, quick, start sounding the siren.
Aye, sir, with the utmost... Pardon? Pleasure, sir.
I say... What a lovely noise. Do you think I could have a go?
No, certainly not.
Oh, go on, sir, let him. He's only young twice.
Oh, very well.
Go on, carry on, Mr. Phillips.
Right.
Toot and hoot away.
Right, yes, right. Stand by for blast off.
Oh, yes, very nice, sir. A lovely tone.
Wasn't bad, was it? I wonder if you could play a tune on it.
Oh, hardly, sir.
What do you bet?
Ninepence.
Done.
Night and day, you are the moon.
Yeah, you're a cheat. You cheated.
Bridge?
Leading seaman Goldstein, sir. And in future, you can call me Cloth Ears. Just as well I'm supposed to be looking out and not listening, isn't it? I can't hear a thing after all that foom, foom, foom.
No, sorry, pardon.
Pardon?
I said sorry, pardon.
Oh, I said pardon.
So did I. Sorry, pardon.
Pardon?
Oh! Ah! I always promised myself that one day I'd have the last word.
You know, this fog is getting thicker. I can't see what my left hand down a bit is doing. How am I supposed to navigate in this stuff?
Well, we do have instruments, sir, you know, radar and the like.
Oh, that screen thing, you mean? Do you know, I've never really made friends with that.
I had noticed. You always stare at it as if you hope the commercials will come up soon and there'll be a better program afterwards.
Oh, very funny, sir. Very funny. I know how radar works, all right. I've read it all up. I know what it's supposed to do. It's just that when it's done it, I don't know what it means. Sound the siren, Chief.
Oh, sir.
Now, isn't that odd? There was an echo. Try it again. Strange. I think the echo is getting nearer.
No, it's not an echo, you idiots. It's another ship.
Do you think it's a ghost ship?
Could be anything, but we must keep calm. There's no need for panic. We just have to see what... Pertwee!
Sir?
Come out of that sea boat.
But I like it here.
Don't argue. Come back on the bridge.
Sir?
What? Look. Where?
There.
Where is it?
I thought I saw something, but it's gone again.
It's the ghost! It's the ghost! Pertwee's going to be haunted!
Quick! Ah! Ah! There it is again.
Where?
No, no, no good. It's gone again.
Oh! Ah! Oh, dear! Oh! Oh, dear!
Pertwee,
oh,
for goodness sake, calm down, or you...
There! There!
Ah! Ah!
Sound the siren! Sound the siren! Is the ship coming this way? Wait! It's on top of us! Quick! Quick, left hand down!
Left hand down!
No, no, more than that!
More than that!
All you've got!
All I've got, sir!
Full of soundboat!
Full of soundboat?
No, 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 full ahead!
Left ahead!
Oh, get over!
Get over!
Air drive on your own side!
That's all right, it's all right, we'll make it! We're clear! Mr. Phillips, call them up on the loud hailer.
What? Not me. I'm not speaking to them. Road hogs.
Oh, for goodness. Pertwee, you're nearest. Call them up.
No! No, I'd rather not, sir. I don't like chatting up ghosts.
Pertwee, that's an order. Get on with it.
Oh, oh dear. Ahoy!
Ahoy there.
Peek-a-boo! Ghost? Who are you?
Who am I? Commander Standard, of course. This is Makepeace. Why don't you look where you're going? You nearly ran us over, old pluggo.
I wonder if Makepeace has seen the ghost ship yet. Ask him, will you, Chief?
Aye, aye, sir. Ahoy there, Commander Standard, sir. Have you had any luck on this voyage yet?
No, old Coughdrop. With all this fog about, the fish can't see me bait, you see.
No, sir, I meant...
Don't bother, Chief. Resume patrol.
Hello, Captain Purvis' office.
Admiralty here. This is intelligence speaking. Is Captain Purvis there?
He is, and has been, ever since this ghost ship report came in.
Oh, Commander Bracewell wants a word.
Captain Purvis speaking.
Ah, Bracewell here, old man. My word, this could start something, couldn't it? I shouldn't be surprised if you don't get blamed for starting an international incident.
What?
It's not your fault, really, but you'll be the one to cop all the muck.
Bracewell, will you stop hugging yourself and tell me what's happened? I can't stand the suspense.
That's the way. Just wanted to get you right in the mood. Well, it's the ghost ship that isn't.
What?
My sentiments exactly. We should have known that the ghost ship story was a load of old codswallop from the start, shouldn't we?
Load of old...
A pity it wasn't a ghost ship, of course. Might have saved your neck. Still, there it is.
Not a ghost ship, then? What is it?
A Russian destroyer.
What?
Yes, well, you know how it is, old man. All sorts of old guff keep pouring in here, and the signal saying this Russian destroyer, the Kepiak, was visiting us, must have got lost among all the other rubbish about turning the lights off at night and not parking your bike where the CNC wants to put his.
No, but what's all this got to do with me?
The Kepiak was to visit Portsmouth, and you were supposed to lay an escort on to bring her in. Didn't you know, old man?
Of course I didn't. I merely sent out a destroyer and a frigate to track down and dispose of a ghost ship.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I mean, if they find the Kepiak and dispose of her, it will start something, won't it? Better be sure you know where your tin hat is, old man.
I don't believe it, but this is awful.
Nah, not too good, is it? Still, I'm sure you could cope. It's all yours, Pervy, old man. It's all yours.
Mr. Phillips, I know it's a silly question, but where are we now?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it was a silly question.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, you unnerve me. I don't like to commit myself.
Oh, sir, go on. Be a bit of a devil.
Well, all right, then. Well, my guess...
Your guess?
That's it, then. I shan't say another word.
Oh, go on, sir, please. Just for me.
All right. Just for you. Yes. Well, if pushed, I'd say we're very nearly back at Portsmouth.
Bridge, number one here.
Batesy here, old man. More trouble, I'm afraid.
What is it now?
Well, we were getting some sort of a signal from Thundergut's office at Portsmouth when it happened.
What did?
The radio went dead.
How much of the signal did you get?
Well, as far as I could make out, I rather gathered that the ghost ship is called the Kepiak.
Kepiak?
You sure that's right?
Fairly. It was in the bit of the signal we got twice.
Right. Well, repair the radio as soon as you can, Mr. Bates.
Doing our best, old man, but a fault like this can be most blackly difficult to trace.
Oh, lovely. That's all we needed. Thick fog and no radio.
You've got something else we didn't need as well. The Echo is back.
It's another ship. Just a minute. The fog's lifting slightly. Give me the glasses.
Patrick, quick, quick, quick. The glasses. Where are they? Quick.
Round your flipping neck, sir.
What? I wondered why I was stooping. Yeah. I thought it was Lumbago.
No, quick. What's the name of the ship ahead? See if you can read her name.
Hang on. Lummy. Full ahead, both. She's miles away.
Turn the glasses round the other way.
Ah, that's better, yes. By Jove, we covered that distance of the fair old lick, didn't we?
What's the name of the ship?
Hey, just a minute. It's on her stern.
It usually is.
K-E-P-E-something-C.
Kepiak!
Ah, it's the ghost ship! Last one over the side, Sir Caspian!
Just stand fast!
You must investigate this at once.
I'd rather not, sir. I wouldn't really.
Don't argue.
And don't forget, Pertwee, if it isn't a ghost ship, we'll be able to claim the salvage money.
I don't care. I don't want any part... Permission to lead the boarding party, sir.
Certainly not. We'll take her in tow and find out more about her when we get back to Portsmouth.
Coming alongside of Kepiak now, sir.
Stand by to take her in tow.
Batesy here.
Bridge. I know you can't receive signals, but can you send...
No idea, old man, but we'll do our best.
Then send a signal to Captain Povey. Have sighted the Kepiak and are towing her to Portsmouth.
Righty-ho.
P.S. When do we cop the salvage money?
I'm so sorry to drag you down here, Admiral, but if Troutbridge has arrested the Russian ship, I felt you might be able to pour oil on troubled waters.
Think nothing of it, Povey. I'll explain to the fools that it was all your fault. Now, is this the dock?
Yes, sir. And here are Lieutenant Murray and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips just coming off Troutbridge.
Good evening, sir.
Or is it good morning? This fog is difficult to tell.
Well, don't ask me. So long as they're open, who cares? Where are these Russian idiots? The ship you took in tow?
Tied up astern of us, sir.
And has there been any trouble, number one? They haven't fired on you or anything like that?
No trouble at all, sir. In fact, there hasn't been a sound from them.
Hey, just a minute. Did you say a Russian ship, sir? I thought we were supposed to be looking for a ghost ship.
Yeah, never mind that now. There's been a slight error.
Oh, do get a move on. I want some vodka. Where's the boarding party?
Pertwee.
Sir?
Stand by to board the Kepiak.
After you, sir.
Thank you. Pertwee, get aboard.
Right, this way, gents. And don't touch anything in case it isn't really there at all, but only a ghost.
Odd. There doesn't seem to be anybody about.
Let's hope there isn't.
All down in their wardroom, bashing the vodka, probably. Hope the fools leave some for me.
Oh, lummy.
Now what's the matter?
I've just noticed something, and I wish I hadn't.
Oh, what is going on? Where are the idiots? Give the captain's cabin a clout, somebody.
I don't think that's a very good...
Pertwee, knock on the captain's door.
Oh, will somebody listen to Leslie? This is urgent.
Be quiet. On behalf of the British government, I extend cordial greetings to you, comrade captain. We hope your stay will be a pleasant one. And... But the cabin's empty.
No, it's not. I'm behind the door, old coat off. We've landed in, haven't we?
Oh, grief, Staunton.
Yeah. Who's this idiot?
Commander Staunton, sir, R.N.
R.N.? Do you mean he's been held prisoner by the Russians? Well, that's a bit off, isn't it? Well, how's your brain, Staunton? Washed all right?
Huh? Oh, righter than right, old Spindryer. How's yours? What?
What the blazes with... Where are your crew?
Oh, goodness knows. The ghost ship took us in tow, and as soon as we docked, my mob ran for their lives.
Yes. Mr. Phillips, sir, you wanted to say something.
Well, I did, actually, but I'm not sure that I want to say it out loud.
Mr. Phillips, we're waiting.
Look, what is going on? You sent a signal that said you'd got the Russian ship Kepiak in tow.
Well, it was the fog, you see. As soon as we came aboard, I saw what had happened. I tried to read the name of the ship through the glasses in the fog. All I got was K-E-P. P-E-A-C.
Kepiak, all right, well, what about it?
Well, sir, I happened to notice when we came aboard just now, there was a bit more, you see. K-E-P-E-A-C was the middle bit, but there was an M and an A to begin with, and an E at the end.
What?
This isn't Kepiak, sir, this is Makepeace.
What?
Stone me.
Creeping Ivy, bang goes me vodka. All this way down here, not so much as a sniff of one.
Yes, I know how you feel, old brass hat. We've just been miles and I didn't get so much as a tiddler. They can't see the bait on the end of my bit of string. Excuse me, I want it on the end of my line. Hang on. Hello? Yes? Yes, he is. What? Well, there's a thing. No, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Who was that? Commander Braceful again?
No, old socks. No, that was Portsmouth General Hospital. They've just admitted your wife, Ramona, with concussion.
What?
Yes. She seems to have copped two sections of a do-it-yourself cupboard on the bonds.
Grief, I'd completely forgotten all about her.
Oh, she's quite all right now. She's chasing Matron up and down the... Well, it takes all sorts, doesn't it? Eh? Yes. Takes all sorts, or wouldn't you agree? No, you wouldn't, would you? Well, never mind. Anybody care for a drink?
At last! I'll have a large vodka.
I never doubted it for a minute, old hollow leg. Pass the glasses, somebody, will you? I'll drink out of the bottle.
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips doing an unfortunate to The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, Commander Bracewell was Michael Bates, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, and Commander Stanton was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston. The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.